Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Resh Chaf Tes, and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Sikeich Birakos Shema Maharin Liyabesh. The guy went ahead and he puts on schach as schach Birakos vegetables Shema Maharin Liyabesh that will be drying out very soon. Afal Pisha Psulim Lisachech. Even though, as you know, yirakos, which are foods, cannot be used for schach because they are mekabel tuma, ein dinam keschach pasul lifsol ba'arba tvachim. They don't have a din of schach pasul that passels with arba tvachim, ela ka'avir chashivi lifsol b'shlosha. Rather, they have a din of avir, of airspace, which passels with three tvachim. What this means is as follows, and we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to see coming up later on that when you have four, in the Emtza Sukkah, in the middle of a Sukkah, if you have four tfachim wide of schach pasul, that's what pasul is a Sukkah. Less than four tfachim of schach pasul in one spot, if it doesn't have a width, an area of four tfachim, it's going to be a sukkah kshera. It won't pass in the sukkah. Assuming you have silasa, the merubah b'chamasa, and the overall sukkah, it only passes and will separate the sukkah by passeling it if it has four tefachim of schach pasul. However, when it comes to airspace, avir, it already will passel once there is a gap of three tefachim. Less than three tefachim, as you know, is what's called lavud, so like the gap is like filled in. But as soon as there's three tefachim, it's going to already passel. So for example, if you have 3.5 tefachim of these yirakos that are pasul schach, in terms of pasul schach, it won't pasul the sukkah. Let's say you have 3.5 tefachim of zucchinis along the area, right, of the sukkah. It won't pasul. But if it's a type of vegetable that is mimarim liyavesh, let's say it's lettuce that will dry out very quickly, something like that, then we don't treat it as schach pasul. We treat it as airspace, and therefore it will already pass the sukkah with three tefachim of width. So that's what's being said over here. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sikeich b'yirakos. We're talking about Omar. Deizim v'koyim v'shemimarin liyabesh, meaning in certain places where these vegetables will dry up very quickly. B'toch shivas yimei achag. They're going to dry up very quickly during the 7 days of the chag. What's going to happen is they'll dry off and the leaves and whatever the type of, let's say, greenery vegetables that we're talking about, right? Again, if we're talking about types of greens, vegetables that are greens, not like, you know, a fat zucchini, but rather any type of, let's say, parsley or whatever it is that are ochlin, that are foods that are mekabel tuma, that dry up quickly in that locale. So that's what we're talking about, because if they would dry up, they would crumble up, and they would blow away, fall away. So already they have a din of avir. And that's what it says. Because this sif is talking about yirakos, vegetables that are fit to be eaten, and therefore psulim l'sachek b'hem, and therefore you can't use them as schach. And the havamina is, the b'shvil zeh ein chal aleihem shem psul acher. And the Havamina is that for this, there's no other status of psul there. Kamash malan, the lo arminachi. We did not say this. We say that the psul is a psul of avir, not a psul of, it's not a psul of pasul schach, but rather it's avir. Lamed dal, the soul of arba tvachim, kimavuar, the semen tafesh lamed beis. We're going to see in tafesh lamed beis, the schach pasul, posel be'emta, in the middle of the sukkah, pasul only with arba tvachim. The avir, posel, and avir pasuls. Avir always passels with three tvachim, shosha tvachim. Once you have three tvachim, it will passel. Sifkot lamedei, ella ka'avir chashivi. Rather, it's like avir, airspace. Hainu, that means, afilu kodem shenis yavshu. It already has the status of airspace before it dries. Mishum dekeim, and the kasha yidis yavshu misbayreis v'nayflais. Since when they dry, they're going to go ahead and crumble up and fall off. Ve'ein ha'sukah ru'uya. And the sukkah is not going to be what? Fit this guy to be for the Shivas Yamin for 7 days. Goes in Rabbanah Mehashta. Chachamim already goes there. They already goes there that you have to now treat it like airspace and not like schach pasul and already pasul at three tvachim. So that's what Gazer Rabbanah Mehashta. Chachamim already Gazer made a gzeret right away. The Kasuma post can do a din and the post can write the same thing would apply. If you go ahead and you make schach with vegetables that are not ru'uyin lachilas adam, you go ahead and you put eschach only types of vegetables or greens or things like that that only animals eat and not adam, not people. Dehain mitzar atzman. So in terms of themselves, ain't mekablim tuma. They're not considered mekabel tuma. Ru'uyin lasachik b'han, and you can actually use them for schach. Avshem marin liyavesh toch shiva. Gam kem psulim. Right. What he's saying here is even if you have totally kosher schach that when they dry out they will blow away, so it's gonna have to be viewed right away as airspace. So here's the bottom line: if you have vegetables that are royal achila, so they're pasul, but they're only the pasul at four tefachim. So if it's vegetables that are going to dry up during sukkah, so that during sukkahs, so then they already have a din of airspace and they pasul already at three tefachim in the middle of the sukkah. Again, we talk about width, not talking about thickness, talking about width area along the schach, along the ceiling, right? So if you have three tefachim worth of this vegetables that will dry up, then there's considered a gap of three tefachim in your schach, on your schach, and it will pasul. And what he's saying here is it doesn't make a difference if it's kosher schach or pasul schach. At the end of the day, the issue here is if it's going to be memar and liyavish, if it's going to dry out quickly within the 7 days, already it has a din of airspace and it will passel at three tefachim, regardless of where it is in the sukkah, the middle, or on the side. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, v'mein dak and liyavish. Now, what happens if you're dealing with vegetables that are roi lachila, that the derech is not for it to dry out, then obviously dinam is schach basel, the din is like a schach basel, and it will pasel the arba tfachim, will pasel with arba tfachim. And then the Rama says, he says, anything that's derech is to do what? To dry within 7 days, miyad dainin leik ilu hu yavesh. As we just said, immediately it gets the status of dry, the havi avir, and it's considered airspace, uposel bishlosha afilu minatzad, and it will pasel on the side even. So it'll pasul at three tefachim, even on the side. Now, what's he talking about, even on the side? So we're going to see later on that when it comes to schach pasul, actual schach pasul, not airspace, if you have schach pasul at the side of the sukkah, meaning at one of the ends of the sukkah, so what the halacha is that it will not pasul at four tefachim. Because since the pasul schach is connected up to the wall, because it's at the end of the sukkah, it's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's at the edge of the sukkah, so what happens is halachically, this is the halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, known as dofen akuma. And when you have a dofen akuma, so you have up to dalad amos, the halacha is that if you have schach pasul coming and attached to the wall, and it goes out across the top of the sukkah, up to four amos, it will be viewed as an extension of the wall. So it will not pasul up until four amos, not four tefachim, up to four amos. And therefore, what happens is follows. Let's say you have up to 3.9 amos. You have, who knows how you are, you have 3 amos of schach that's made of vegetables that's roi lachila. So if it's all that schach is lined up right next to the wall and it goes out for 3 amos, so in principle, it should be okay. It should be a dofen akuma. However, if it's one of these types of vegetables that are going to dry up in that locale within the 7 days, it will pasul already at three tefachim, because it's like this airspace. It'll be, if you have 3 amos of these types of vegetables, we view it like this 3 amos of airspace. And already at 3 tefachim of airspace from the wall to the schach. If you have a separation from the wall to the schach of 3 tefachim, it's already basel. So that's it. Once you have these types of vegetables, and there are 3 tefachim of it from the wall, it's going to already basel, because already right away it has a din of airspace and it will basel. Sif Yud Gimel. Any item that is attached to the ground, you can't go ahead and use it as schach. And the din is like a din of an ilan, a tree. It's not just a tree, it's anything that grows from the ground. So look what he says, Sifkatan Lamet Vav, Hamachubar, Perish, Hamachubar Meikaro. So he's saying, what do we mean by attached? Just because it's in the ground, does that mean it's considered Mechubar and Pasul? So he says, Mechubar Meikaro, Kigon Gefen Udlas. It's talking about where it's attached from its source of growth, Kigon, like a Gefen, like a vine, and the Las, Aval Tolush, right? Ulasof Chibro. But what happens if you have some type of item that grew from the ground and it was pulled out and then you stuck it back in? Let's say a tree. Let's say you pulled out a tree and then you put it back into the ground. So Kasa Beis Yosef, Sim Safi Shabbav, Shem Shumas Adeshen, that is Kasher. The Kasher, it's Kasher unless it goes ahead and it re-roots, meaning it takes root in the ground again, so it's not growing from the ground anymore. It just happens to be stuck in the ground. So if something's stuck in the ground, that's not considered Mechuba L'Karka. It has to be at its source and growing from the ground. Sif katan lamid zayin ein mesachin bo. So you can't go ahead and use mechubar as a schach. Ayeh mesim tavesh chavav sif beis liminim avar v'sichech behem v'yachaka. So check out what we saw regarding what happens if a person went ahead and he utilized as schach a tree and therefore it was possible, but then he went ahead and he cut it. So we saw back there what the halacha was, that the person cannot just go ahead and cut it. That's not even enough of a maisa. After he cuts it, he has to go ahead and be nanea. He has to go ahead and lift it, lift up each piece, because the ktsitsa enough, we paskin, is not enough, and it would still be what's called tase velomina asui, the schach. Okay, the kosher schach was not laid onto the sukkah. It just came into being, and that's what's called tase velomina asui. It has to be that there's an asiya of schach kosher. Sif yud dalet. Yesh dvarim she'asru chachamim l'sachef behem l'chadchila. There are certain things the chachamim came and they said you can't use them as schach l'chadchila. Like behem minei asavim, certain types of grasses she'enam ruim l'achila. They're not edible grasses. It's like regular grass. Let's say you don't eat grass. Be'enam mekablam tuma. And therefore they're not mekabel tuma. Let's say regular grass is not mekabel tuma. Ve'recham ra. And let's say they have a bad smell, oh shenoshim aleim, or the types of schach that will fall down on you, into your soup, onto your head, the chayshinon. And what's the issue? There's a concern. Shema mitol shereichan ra. Since these types of asavim have a bad smell, oh shaleim noshrim, or since their leaves or whatever it is fall down, yetze min asuka. You might leave the sukkah. So therefore, what happened is, Chazal came and said that you cannot, l'chadchila, use these things for schach, and it's possible l'chadchila, with the eved, if you used it, the sukkah is kosher, but you should not, l'chadchila, use any type of schach that has a bad odor, a bad smell, or that will be falling down onto you, because there's a gzera that maybe you will leave the sukkah because of it. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Lamed ches l'chadchila bim avar l'sichech behem. If you went ahead and used this as schach, sheira leisheva, it's kosher to go ahead and sin it. V'ainu af sheyesh lahem schach acher. Einu mechuyev l'sachech chadash. That means even if you have other schach, you're not mechuyev, you're not obligated to go ahead and redo the schach. Bim haya reyach ra kol kach. However, if the reyach ra is so bad, she'ain dasa adam sovalto, if it smells so bad, these types of herbs or whatever they are, asavim, they really, really smell terribly. So yesh lomar de pasul min haTorah. So then it will be pasul min haTorah. V'bayinan teishu ke'ein taduru, because you require teishu ke'ein taduru. So let's say, for example, you have your schach from, let's say, last year, and it gets ichy and smelly. So if it's just a bad odor, but it's not to the point where you can't tolerate it, so you shouldn't use those l'chadchila, but with the evidence, okay. However, if they smell to the point where you can't handle it, you're going to puke or whatever, so then it's mamish puzzle even with the evid, because of the principle of teshu ke'ein taduru, that you have to have a place that is fit to be living in, and if it's not fit to be living in at all, then it's not going to, you know, this has to be your home for 7 days, and if you can't go ahead and sit in it because it's really, really reeks, then, you know, even if you can come in with a nose plug, it is possible when it is something that the smell is so bad that you cannot go ahead and be sovel it and handle it. So let's move weiter. Sifkat and lamed tes, shen no shrim, or you have schach, where the schach will be falling down into the sukkah. V'dafka kishen no shrim tamid. Talking specifically where the schach has a lot of leaves that will be falling in often, or something that will be, you know, let's say you go ahead and you put some type of like tree that has like very thin little leaves that will consistently be falling into the sukkah. So that's what we're talking about. However, they only blow down when there's like a wind or something like that, then ksheira, then even the chatchila, the kasher. It's not a problem if you have once in a while some of the leaves fall in. It's talking about where it's a type of item where it's constantly falling in to the sukkah, the different pieces of the tree, or the asavim, whatever it is that you're using for a schach. Let's move weiter. Tes vav. V'chein aser l'sachech b'chavila. Another issue of the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to use a bundle of schach. Let's say you have a bundle of reeds that you made a bundle of. That you can't go ahead and use that as schach. Why? Because what happens when, let's say, a person has a bundle of whatever it is, reeds, straw, and he wants to go ahead and dry it out. So what does he do? He'll take the bundle and he'll put it on top of a roof, or in this case, a sukkah, to dry out so that it dries out. So what happens? If we allow you to use a chavila as schach, what might happen is you might have a situation where a person put on top of the schach a bundle of schach up on there to dry out, and then afterwards, achagach nimlach aleh, and afterwards, he'll decide l'shem sukkah, that he wants to use those chavilos as schach, those bundles as schach. V'osa sukkah psula, and therefore that sukkah will be possible. And it's going to be puzzle because it's a tasev lomina asri bepisul. It was already made puzzle. And now you want to go ahead and say, oh no, it's for schach. What is going on here? Because what happens is if a person had put the schach up in order to dry and not for sale, not for shade, it's not a kosher schach. It's not a kosher sukkah. It has to be litzel. And therefore now they change this. Oh, I want it to be litzel. I want it to be for the sukkah. That's not good because it's tasev lo minasui. So therefore, the gozer al kol chavila atuzos. And therefore, the gozer never to use a bundle of schach because of the concern that a person will put a bundle up of schach to dry out. The kevach of nezer asru. And since because of this, they asked it, lo utzuchu le'asor ela b'chavila shederech liyabasha. In other words, what he's saying is that since this is the reason, we're only talking about bundles of certain types of things, let's say like straw or hay or whatever it is that you might put on top of the sukkah to dry out, because you want to dry it out for whatever reason. But items that you would never put on a roof to dry out, so then even if it's a bundle of those things, it will be totally okay. And the only guys, they only made a gzera when you have a bundle of at least 25 reeds or 25 items that you're bundling together. Hilkach, therefore, kol chavila shehi p'chusa me'esrim v'chama isha, therefore, any bundle that's less than 25, mutu l'sachekwa. Right? So if you have a bundle of reeds that are 22 reeds bundled up, you can use them and put them up even l'chavchila, even if there are items that would be put up in a bundle to dry, but since it's not considered a halachic bundle, therefore there was no gzeira. Obviously, we're talking about in terms of the iser, the rabbanim. If it was a bundle of 23 that you actually put up to dry, then obviously it will still be possible min atayra because of tase velo min asu. You can't just go ahead afterwards and change your mind if you initially put it up to dry. Then he says, Esrim v'chamisha kanim o yoiser, Yaitzim Migeza Echad Uksharam Berosham Hasheni. Says if you have 25, let's say, we'll give an example of like branches that are coming from one source, so that you at the bottom they are all coming from one, but then they branch out to a whole bunch of branches, like 25. So on one side, on the bottom, is the bottom of this, is let's say one tree trunk, one big branch, and then it branches out to 25, and then you went ahead and tied it on the second side, so now you have a bundle, because on one side it's naturally bound by the trunk or the big branch that it's emanating from, and on the other side it's tied. That's ein nikras chavila. That's not considered a chavila, kevin she'ikra nechad. But since it emanates from one source, and they now branch out, so even though in the end it's all bound together, it's not considered a chavila because they have one root. Vim agari mahem kana acher. However, if you put one other branch in there, let's say, the yesh bein shneihem esrim v'chamisha, and then in between the two there are 25, then avi chavila. It will be a chavila, even though, let's say, there's 24 or 25, all emanating from one branch or from one trunk, tree trunk, and then you add one other branch to that bundle, then it will be considered a bundle once there's some other separate, distinct branch in there. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on all of this. Sif Katan Mem. V'chein also the sachet b'chavila. So he says like this: Af the kamar v'chein, even though the shulchan aruch here says, and also haynu the kashem ahi in yana the sif yudalid asru chachamim gam ze asru chachamim. He says all the v'chein means is that this is also an iser chachamim to put the chavila up. It's a gzeira of the chachamim. However, it's not the same type of gzeira. Aval mikol makom hacha chamiri yoseh. Here it's more chamer. There, when we're talking about items that were put up that have a bad smell or fall down, there it was only an issur lechatchila. But here, even b'diavad, it's also you can't use these bundles. But lo dami le sif dalad, it's not considered like sif yudalad. Da'ana lo psili yinu mishum dimel shavik luvin afik. Because there, it's a gzeira that maybe the guy's going to leave the sukkah. Aba chavila, however, when it comes to chavila, psula dida hu mishum dechayshin adil ma'avid sukkah min ha'asuk. Here, it actually has a psulum derabanan, the schach, because of a chash that maybe you'll make a sukkah min ha'asui. You'll make a sukkah from mamish, a real bundle that was put up to dry. So therefore, b'diyeved dami paslinim, like they actually pasled it, b'diyeved, they gave it a din of pasul schach, b'dirabanam, when it's in a bundle. U'v'dinoseinu shemaychur, na'gudos ha'fei yilan o'ishri karin yelenek, b'kaisin o'soy l'fazer b'bayis, efshar de'ein dinam b'chavila, kevan de'ein derech v'anichan li'yavshan. The other rabbi, kishi yisyavshu, ein shavin klum. He's talking about they used to have these types of branches or whatever it is that they used to sell in bundles, and then what they would do is they would take these and they would plait them up and put them around the house. So they would only be meaningful when they were moist, but you didn't want them dry. So therefore, since you didn't want this stuff dry, so that would be an example of a situation where you might have 25 in a bundle, but at the end of the day, it's not something that you want to dry. So if you don't want it, if it's not something that you want, and you never want to dry, it's not going to be a bundle of fasr, as we said before. We continue weiter. Sifkat mem aleph bepisul. So he says he's talking about that the whole gzeira was a gzeira that maybe you'd actually put up a chavila for drying out, and then it would be a tasa of lomina asui with pasul schach. Kevan mishabru mem aleph kevan shelo yinichal itself. Since he didn't put it up with sale, he put it up to dry. So now if he goes and changes his mind, that's going to be taseh below min asli. It was made puzzle, and now he just says, oh, I changed my mind, I want it for this. It's not going to work. We continue on, Vaiter, sif katan mem beis, eina nikres chavila. We're talking about where you have, let's say, many branches emanating from one branch at its base. So there we said, even if you tie the other side, it's not considered a chavila, a bundle. Sif katan mem beis, we're talking about lomar, and therefore you'd be able to even use it as schach with chatchila. You would not have to go ahead and undo it. You can just leave it that way in its bundle. We continue on weiter. Ramah, back to the Ramah. The chol chavila she'ena kshura mishnei rasheha sheyecholin letaltala kach eina chavila umutir lisachek ba. Meaning, any bundle that's not tied on both sides, so that you'd be able to then carry it that way. So that's not going to be a chavila. That's not a bundle. It has to be where it's bundled in a way that both sides are tied down so that you can carry it that way. So if it's not tied that way, then you could obviously use it as schach, which is not considered a bundle. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan mem gimel, Mishnei Roshah, v'im ksharan v'emtza havi eged. However, if you tie a good in the middle, that's considered a good tying. Yichol nepaltel, because you'll be able to go ahead and carry it that way. Sif tes zayin. Chavila she'en koshen osa ela lemachram v'minyan u'miyat kishi yiknena hakoina yatirena ena chavila. A bundle that you're only tying that way to be able to sell them, like by a certain number. Let's say you're selling 25 reeds or bamboos or whatever it is in a bundle. And it's only tied that way so that you can have 25 in a bundle, so you can sell 25 at a time that way. That's not considered a bundle that's going to passel, because the whole point of the bundle is just in order to sell at a certain amount per bundle. And as soon as the person acquires it, he then goes ahead and he slices it open and opens up the bundle. And therefore, it's not a bundle that will be passel for schach. Then he goes, Sif Yitzayin. What happens in Sikech Bechavila Vehitira? What happens if he actually uses such a chavila and then he opens it? Kshera, it's going to be kosher. That cutting the ropes of the bundle, whatever it is, will make it kosher. Why? Kaven She'ein Asura Ella Mishum Gzera. Since it's only Asur based on a Gzera. Amal Chavila She'ella Liyabesh Nimlach Aleha Lasikach. However, if the chavila was actually put up to dry and then he changed his mind to use it for schach, shepsula min haTorah, then ain't any teres baHaTorah. It's not going to then go ahead and be okay just by opening up the tie, by cutting the rope that's tying it. Ella sricha ninua. Rather, he's going to have to go ahead and move all the schach up and down, like by cutting the tree. So what's being said here is as follows. We all remember that just going ahead and cutting, let's say, mechubar, if you have a tree, just cutting the branches is not enough. You have to go ahead and pick the schach up. That's because cutting is not considered a sufficient asiyah to be considered asiyah of schach. And it will still be taseh v'lo mina asoy. So, how come here you can just untie the bundle and it'll be okay? So that's only because it was a gzera, because the chavila was not put up to dry. It was a gzera that maybe you'll go ahead and put up the chavila to dry, and then you'll have taseh v'lo mina asoy. So that's why he says, if you actually are talking about a chavila that you put up to dry, then obviously untying the bundle will not go ahead and be a sufficient asiya, and you'd have to go ahead and move them up and down. And this is all going to be spelled out here in this Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan and Talid, Ritzona Lomar, Ein Adom Alad, Yisab, Vesim, Tafresh, Chavav, Sif Beis. This is not like what we saw in Tafresh, Chavav, Sif Beis, Dim Katan, Sa'ilon, that if you cut the tree, the Mechubar, Ha'omed Al Gabay Sukkah, on top of the Sukkah Lachshiro, to make a kasher, Uliyosu Atzmon, and that should be part of the Miaschach. Ein Omoel, it's not going to work there, we said, Achi Yenanu, Gam Kane, until you also move the schach up and down. Pick it up and put it down. Ulanicho, you have to put it down, l'shem schach. You have to pick it up and put it down, l'shem schach. The aktsitsa, don't make a dayin maisa. Because aktsitsa, just cutting, is not considered a maisa. So too here, hachinami b'nyanenu. So too here, we say the same thing. Ha-ha-tara. We say the same thing, that all you're doing is what? All you're doing is untying. And that should not be an asiya. So al-zeh amar, that's what he says here. The shiny hachashaini surah ba'atzam. Here we're not talking about where there's mamish inherent iser. It's just a drabanon. The ha yiniach hachavila l'shem schach. Because here he put the chavila up for the l'shem schach. Ela mishum zera, it's a zera asuah p'tlal b'sif fezvav. Therefore, they allowed just in a minimal asiyah of untying. Masha'en kain, hasam there by mechubar, it's psul midaraisa mishum mechubar. It's a puzzle, it's a psul daraisa mechubar. So be'in and maisa gemura. So you require a full blown maisa and ktsitsa. Cutting the branches is not enough of a maisa. Dainu, what you require there is that anua achar aktitza. And that's why he says, l'zeh, mesayim. That's why the Shulchan Aruch here actually ends off. That the chavila shenicha liyavsha, if you put the bundle in order to dry, shafilu min haTorah, dummy, that it's going to be psulo, is min haTorah, the psulo is going to be in that Torah, then dummy mamish lahasa. And then it's exactly like the case of the cutting the branches. You'll definitely have to then go ahead and pick up each piece and put it back down. L'shem schach. You have to actually move it from its place and put it back down. L'shem schach. L'shem sel. Akan.